the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. New Jersey Attorney General Matt Plotkin is making clear that DEI-related initiatives will remain in New Jersey schools despite pushback at the federal level.
Plotkin has once more teamed up with other attorneys general to counter an executive action from the Trump administration, joining 15 other Democratic state AGs and issuing guidance to schools of all levels regarding diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility initiatives. The guidance is in response to a slew of White House policies targeting DEI in education. In New Jersey schools, state law gives DEI a prominent place. The guidance asserts that, in effect, the current actions from the executive branch do nothing to those state laws. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Some good news for St. John Vianney High School senior Anthony Knox Jr. A last-ditch appeal by the New Jersey State Interscholastic Athletic Association to block the three-time Homedale wrestling champ from competing in the state championship has fallen short. The state superior court's appellate division rejecting the association's appeal. Knox can now compete in the state championship this weekend in Atlantic City. He still faces, though, an assault charge in connection with a brawl at a recent match. A new FDU poll looking at the six Democratic candidates running for New Jersey governor shows Newark Mayor Ross Baraka leads the pack, with 78% of those polled saying they've heard of him. Executive Director of the poll, Dan Cassino, says despite Baraka's big name recognition, he also has much higher unfavorable ratings than the other candidates.
Which is a problem. You know, if you're going up for the nomination of your party, you don't want to have more than 5 or 10% of people in the party saying they don't like you. And Ross Baraka is at about 15%.
Also pulling ahead are North Jersey Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill and Jersey City Mayor Steve Fulop. Tomorrow, we'll take a look at how the four Republican candidates are doing. Owning a home in New Jersey is more expensive than ever before, as property taxes rose by 2.98% last year. The average homeowner now pays more than $10,000 in property taxes, passing five figures. Walpack Township in Sussex County wins the crown for biggest increase of 153%, a massive spike for the town's seven residents. New Jersey residents paid over $34.5 billion in property taxes in 2024, according to new data from the State Department of Community Affairs. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 8:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 8:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Changes are ahead in our weather forecast today as a cold front slides through New Jersey. That's going to kick up some wind and send temperatures downward. This afternoon will be about 10 degrees cooler than this morning, going from 50s to mid-40s. We'll see a mix of clouds and sun. That wind could gust as high as 40 or even 50 miles an hour through tonight. So it's still going to be gusty overnight. Clearing skies, chilly temperatures, lows around 30, and blustery tomorrow, but with sunshine and seasonable high temperatures around the upper 40s for your Friday. New Jersey weather made possible by Lollygon. They can move any column in your basement or garage for less than you think. Call Lollygon, 866-LOLLY86. That's 866-LALLY86, or online at lollygon.com.
All right, now Flemington, 44 degrees. It's 48 in Freehold, Pennsville, 46. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. You can download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.